This year, Purim falls out on Matzah Shabbos Sunday. There are many dinim that are pertain to the situation of the Purim falling out to be Matzah Shabbos Sunday that is not on a regular year of Purim. And some of the dinim start already before Purim. As since Purim falls out to be Sunday, Tainus Esther, which is Yud Gimel, which is a day before Purim, falls out to be Shabbos. And therefore, instead of it being Shabbos, you don't fast on Shabbos, it gets moved back to Thursday. The Shulchan Aruch brings this in La'alochen, Tofresh, Peivav, Sif, Beis, Mis'anin, B'Yud Gimel, Ba'adar. We fast Yud Gimel, Ba'adar, which is Tainus Esther. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, V'mchal, Purim, Be'echad, B'Shabbos, like this year, if Purim falls out to be Sunday, Makdimen L'Sa'anus, B'Yom Chamishi, we're makdim to fast Thursday, like we fast Tainus Esther's Thursday. The question is, we already spoke about the Inyan once in the past. The Mishnah Megillah says, Daf Hei, that there's a list of things that when fall out on Shabbos, we push it back to before Shabbos. And then there's a list of things that fall out on Shabbos, we push it to after Shabbos. We push it with Ma'acher. In the list of things that we push to after Shabbos, the Mishnah says is Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out to be on Shabbos, we push it off to after Shabbos. Rashi over there says it's not only Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos that we push off to after Shabbos. The same as Asar B'Tavis, Shavasa B'Tamas. This year, Shavasa B'Tamas fell out on Shabbos. We pushed it off to Sunday. Why do we push off the Tanesim to after Shabbos? So the Gemara explains, because since the Tanesim come for the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we're remembering the Peronius. For Peronius, we would rather push it off. First of all, because we push off Peronius, and we hope Mashiach's going to come. We're not going to have to fast. We're not going to have to remember. It's going to turn out to be a happy day. So therefore, the Tanesim that fall out on Shabbos, we push it off to after Shabbos. So the question is, why is Tainus Esther different? Tainus Esther, now that falls out on Shabbos, why do we push it back? We should push it forward, like all other Tanesim. Let's push it to after Shabbos. So to be able to answer this, let's try to get a little bit of understanding in the Tanesim, in the four Tanesim. These Yom Kippur, which is the one Tainus that we have in Atayra. Then these the four Tanesim that it's Medivrei Nevi'im, that it's brought in the Nach. Right? Shavasa B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Gedali, and Asar B'Tavis. The Pasuk says, Tzoyim Ravi, which is Shavasa B'Tamas, Tzoyim HaChamishi, which is Tisha B'Av, Tzoyim HaShvi, which is Tzoyim Gedalia, and Tzoyim HaSir, which is Asar B'Tavis. That the Pasuk speaks about the four Tanesim that were in Mesukin Alidei, the Nevi'im. Those four Tanesim. What happened to Tzoyim Gedalia? Why is Tzoyim Gedalia not on that list? So the Nevi'im, when they made this Tainus, was B'Shas Churban Bayis Rishon. They were being mazur the people and telling them that if you're not going to do Tshuva, there's going to be a Churban. And then you're going to have all these Tanesim. There's going to be Asar B'Tavis, which we spoke when the Churban surrounded the walls. Shavasa B'Tamas, all different parts of the Tainus, Chelik of the Churban. Tainus Esther happened, the Zman of Megillas Esther happened already after Churban Bayis Rishon. It was between Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, which already was no more Nevi'im. It was afterwards. That's when the Tainus happened. So this Tainus that we have, this Tainus Esther, is actually a later Tainus after the Zman of the Nevi'im. It came in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So Tainus Esther we see over here is different than all other Tainus. It's not coming on the Churban. It actually came after the Churban. So what is Tainus Esther? What is Tainus Esther coming for? So the Gemara says, the Gemara Daf Beis in Megillah, we learned a little while back, the Gemara speaks about on what the Mishnah says, that Megillah is read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, and Tezvav. So the Gemara speaks about let it be after Purim. Let's say, because we have a ribui to be marba 2 days, maybe it's the 2 days after Purim. Ve'ima shitza v'shifsa. And the Gemara says, lo ya'acher, we don't push off Purim. The Gemara says, okay, so it's the 2 days before Purim, which means Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, you can read Megillah, because we have a ribui, another 2 days, man's maneim, another 2 days. So the Gemara says, how do you know Yud Aleph, maybe only Yud Beis and Yud Gimel? So the Gemara says, no, for Yud Gimel, you don't need a pasuk, because the Gemara says, Zman kihilo lakoil. It's a time of gathering, everybody gathers then, and you don't need a pasuk to be mar, but that you can read the Megillah. And therefore, the Gemara says that Al Karchach, the din that you can read the Megillah days before, would be Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yud Gimel, obviously, you're allowed to. What does Zman kihilo lakoil mean? So Rashi explains Zman kihilo lakoil that ba'oisa yoim of Yud Gimel nikalu, which we know the Klal Yisrael was able to get up and kill out the goyim to fight back. That's kihilo. Zman kihilo, which means the nes happened on Yud Gimel. That's when the gzeira was that the goyim should be able to kill out the yidin, and the yidin went and killed out the goyim. Zman kihilo lakoil. That's when the nes happened, and therefore, since the nes happened, then that we don't even need a drasha to say that you can read the Megillah. Then that's when the nes happened. Of course, you can read the Megillah then. Fakert, what you need the drasha is for Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. That's how Rashi explains what Zman kihilo lakoil. The nes happened on Yud Gimel, and therefore it's pashut that you can read the Megillah then. However, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam explains Zman Kehila Lakoil differently. Rabbeinu Tam says, what's Zman Kehila Lakoil? The Lashon is, Shakoil Misasvin Latinus. Everybody gathers for a Latinus Esther, Boyim Bnei Akforim LeYoris Loim Aslichas V'Tachnunim. People yearly gather to say Slichas V'Tachnunim, they fast, which is our Tainus Esther. Lefi Sheboy Nikalu V'Lamad Al Nafsham V'Hoyu Tzurichem Rachamim. Meaning to say, just to give a little explanation, what was the Yoim Tfilah of Yud Gimel? What happened? Just Bekitzer, Haman went to Achashverosh on Yud Gimel Benisan. That's when he went into Achashverosh and he told him, we got to get rid of the Jews. He dropped them a lot of money, and it's not good for your malchus, for your kingdom. We have to get rid of Chas v'Shalom of Klal Yisrael. Achashverosh said no problem. They sent out letters, they stamped it, and the letters went out to say that in 13 months around on Yud Gimel Ba'Adar, the goyim have the right to kill Klal Yisrael for 13 months. Within a few days, the first few days of Pesach, from Yud Gimel Nisan right into Pesach, and a few days later, Haman was hung. Right, soon after. In Sivan, that was when Mordechai Esther, they went into Achashverosh, and they said, Lamaisa, we need your help. We need the Klal Yisrael, we need the Jews to be saved. The letter still said that Yud Gimel Ben Adar, the Gzeir is still active, and it doesn't help that Haman was hung. Lamaisa, the Gzeir was still there. So Mordechai asked to please take back on the letter. So Achashverosh said, I'm sorry, I can't. Ki ksav ashenichta b'shem ha-melech ein lahashav, like the Malbim explains, that there was no way backing out. That was the even executive orders. There was no backing out. The letter said that whatever the letter said, and it was stamped with the king's stamp, you couldn't back out on that letter. So the letter said to kill out Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, so there was no backing out. So what could you do? So what Achashverosh did was, is he wrote out another letter. And the letter said that Klal Yisrael could defend themselves, because Klal Yisrael could fight back. So when I said the shiur over this week in Shari Torah, so someone asked, and what would have been without the letter, even without the letter also? You think Klal Yisrael wanted to defend themselves? I mean, they had nothing what to lose anyways. They were due to be killed by the goyim. The Torah says, Lamai said they had a backing from the king to fight back, so it gives them confidence, and also it helps out Klapi the other side, the side of the goyim, not to fight that much, because they know that the other side also has the right to fight. Anyways, so it was a time of what would have came out after these two letters. One letter says that the goyim have a right, and there's another letter that says the opposite, that the yidin have a right. So that's called a mulchama, this war. Yud Gimel Ba'adar was potentially to be a war. So what happens B'yoyim Olchama? Klal Yisrael went into fast. They made it a Yoyim Tainus to fast, to ask Hashem to help out in the Mulchama. Just like you find, the Rabbeinu Tam brings us, just like you find when Amalek, when Klal Yisrael went into Mulchama with Amalek. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, they made a Yoyim Tefillah to pick up his hands, was a Yoyim Tefillah. So when they went into Mulchama, it was a Yoyim Tefillah. So it comes out, the day of Yud Gimel Ba'ada, when Klal Yisrael went into Mulchama, it was a Yoyim Tefillah. So for this Yoyim Tefillah, that's what we're fasting now. That's Zman Kehila LaKoyol, that we don't need a Pasuk. It's Zman Kehila because there was a fast day then. That's the fast day that we fast now also, to remember, and we're Mamshech, just like it's called Peronius, the other fasts, even though now there's no Churban, but it's the day that we're remembering Peronius. So it's a Zman Mesugel for Peronius. So now too also, it's a Zman Tefillah for Slicha VeKapara. That's why we fast now on Tainus Esther. And that's Zman Kehila LaKoyol. That's the understanding of our Tainus Esther, which is a day, which is Yud Gimel, now Thursday. Lefizat miyushev, why we fast, why we push it, we're mocked and we push it back. A Tainus that we push away forward, that's a Tainus of Peronius. This fast of Tainus Esther is not a fast of Peronius, it's actually a fast, a good fast. It's a fast of Zman Slicha VeKapara. And let's look back what happened on the fast day. We fasted then Yud Gimel Ba'adar, and the Eibush even made an Esna for Pachad Ayudim Aleim, that there was even a Pachad. We want the Mulchama. So for that we fast, therefore we push back Tainus Esther, we push it back, instead of pushing it after Shabbos, we push it back. The Ran in Tainus actually says that the reason why we fast is Zecher Anes. It's along these lines. We fasted then because we went into Muhammad. The Ran says we fast because of the Ness. But Al Kaponim, it's not because of any Peronius that happened. It's because of Zman Slicha VeKapara, a Zman that we asked for forgiveness to be able to win the Muhammad. The Levush says a different teretz. Why? We asked, why don't we push Tainus Esther after Shabbos? So he says, because if you're going to push Tainus Esther after Shabbos, what's after Shabbos? Is Sunday. Purim is Sunday. So you can fast on Purim. Elamai, you're going to push Purim off to Monday. So that the Megillah says, we have a drush of Lo Yachi, you can't push off Purim. So therefore, technically we would push Tainus Esther to after Shabbos, but it's impractical, we can't push it after Shabbos. Therefore, we push it back before Shabbos. Good, we understand why we don't push Tainus Esther after Shabbos, we push it before Shabbos. But before pushing it before Shabbos doesn't go automatically to Thursday. What happened to Friday? Why weren't we pushing it back already? Why don't we push it back to Friday? Now you might tell me, when do you fast Friday? So we know, of course, these Asar B'Tavis. If Asar B'Tavis falls out on Friday, we fast Friday. So it's possible we could fast on Friday. So why don't you fast Tainus Esther this year? Instead of it being Thursday, let it be Friday. Why don't you fast Friday? What's another fast that would be Friday, that we fast Friday? Anybody, another fast that you fast Friday? Cholim. Interesting, right? So Cholim is not a very... You said Cholim? Who said Cholim? So Cholim, Lamaisa, is not a very good marshal, because Cholim you would fast on Shabbos also. What? Lamaisa, you have... We're talking about the Rabbanon. Tainus the Rabbanon, that Shabbos, Tainus Esther falls on a Shabbos. We're pushing it, but we would want to push it to Friday. Why don't we push it to Friday? Tainus Bechorim. The most poskim, Tainus Bechorim, that falls out on Friday. Let's say last year, Pesach was Shabbos Sunday. So when is Tainus Bechorim? It's Friday. And you fast Friday. There's some shittas that you actually push it back, but many shittas say that if it falls out on Friday, you keep it on Friday. So why Tainus Esther don't you push it back? When you push back Tainus Esther, why don't you just leave it on Friday, where you move it back already to Thursday? So there's three terutzim. One terutz is the tour, the rush brings it, it's brought also the Mishnah Berurah, that since Tainus Esther is a Zman that you marba by Slichas. Marba, that's a Tainus. Every Tainus you say Slichas. And Erev Shabbos is also a day that you have to prepare for Shabbos. So this is going to be a little bit of a contradiction. It's not going to work out for a person to be able to properly do both. Properly to spend the time of the Tainis, for the Tainis of Slichas, and also to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, once we're moving it, we move it to Thursday. If the Tainis originally falls out to be on a Friday, so if that's the Zman, even though it's not going to be perfect because it's Friday, Slichas, and Erev Shabbos, if that's the case, so then we leave it on Friday. But once we're moving it back, we move it back already to Thursday. That's one reason why Tainis Esther, which falls out on Shabbos, once we're moving it back, we move it back already to Thursday. That's one answer. The Levush says another reason, because of Tayamel, you should be able to taste the food for Shabbos. Now, once again, if the Tainis falls out on a Friday, even though you're not allowed to taste the food, these are halacha that you have to spit out the food. You just put it in your mouth and you spit it out. But if it doesn't fall out on Friday, it's already Shabbos, and once it's Shaloi Bizmani, we're moving it, so we move it already to Thursday. I'll tell you now to be able to taste the food for Shabbos. A third reason given is the Bach. The Bach says, B'Shem de Maram Rutenberg, that this is famous, that a person shouldn't come in, it's not covered Shabbos to come into Shabbos starved, to be ma'unah, to be pained because of your fast. And he says also a little bit more, that it's going to end up, that a person's going to end up fasting on Shabbos. Because Friday night, you daven ma'arif. So whenever you daven ma'arif, till you get home. So it's going to end up, miktsas Erev Shabbos, it's going to go into Shabbos, and you're going to fast a little bit on Shabbos. And once again, if it doesn't fall out on Friday, and we're moving it already, we would preferably move it to Thursday. So to sum up, we were holding now. Tainis Esther falls out on Shabbos. We don't move it away because it's not a Purani, so you move it back. And then we had explained why once we're moving it back, we move it back ready to Thursday. There's one more din that's Negeya still before we get to next Friday, which is going to be Dinim for after Shabbos, which are going to be Dinim for Purim that fall out on a Sunday, is the din of Machtos HaShekel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Dalet, Sif Aleph, this is the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Yash Oimrim, She Yash Litin Koidim Purim Machtos HaShekel, Menamat Beya Kavua Ba'oisim Maka Ba'oisim Zman, you give Machtos HaShekel, Zeichel HaMachtos HaShekel, that was the Beis HaMikdash. U'ma'achad, that it says in the Parsha, which is this week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, it says three times Truma, you're supposed to give three times a Machtos HaShekel. When are you supposed to give Machtos HaShekel? V'yesh litnoi b'leil purim. I'm reading a Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. V'yesh litnoi b'leil purim. Koidim shemespal lemincha. When do you give it? You give Machtos HaShekel before you daven mincha, which means mincha of Tainis Esther. That's when you give the Machtos HaShekel. Zok de Kaf HaChayim. A year like this year that Tainis Esther falls out to be on a Thursday, you're not going to give it Erev Purim, or technically that Shabbos, you give it Leil Purim. You're supposed to give it Thursday, this week, this year, this coming week, Thursday, on Tainis Esther by Mincha. Why do we give it on Tainis Esther as opposed to do with Purim? We give it B'dafka on Tainis Esther. So why do we Bechlal give, why do we give Machtos HaShekel on Tainis Esther? Taisvus and Megillah, the Taisvus Daf Chaf Aleph says, why do we read, you ever wondered, why do we read the Haftorah, Mafter, on a Tainis by Mincha? Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, the Mafter, the Haftorah is by Shachris. Why, when it comes to Tainis, do we read it by Mincha? Why do we read the Tainis by Mincha? So Taisvus says, I'll read you the Lashon, V'atam Shemafter b'mincha by a fast, V'loi b'shachris mishum. It says the pasuk which we read in the Haftorah of a Tainis, Shimru Mishpat v'asu tzedakah. That's what we read by the Haftorah. Shimru Mishpat, watch the judgment, v'asu tzedakah, and give tzedakah. Zok Taisvus, v'agri de tanisa, the payment for a fast, tzidkasa le'is erev, is to give tzedakah in the evening. Therefore, says Taisvus, that's why we read the pasuk of the Haftorah, which has the pasuk of giving tzedakah. We read it by mincha as opposed to in the morning, which means a person is supposed to give tzedakah on a tainis, and it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tainis says Siman Tavkuf Samachov. The Mishnah Berurah says minig litin tzedakah by mincha of a fast, and he brings the agur de tanisa tzedkasa. We give tzedakah by a fast, mincha time. Therefore, we give machtzis hashekel. When do we give machtzis hashekel? We give machtzis hashekel of the month of Adar, zechat machtzis hashekel. We give it on the fast day in Adar, which is Tainus Esther. And therefore, this year, which Tainus Esther falls out to be Thursday, a few days away from Purim, we still give it mincha by Tainus Esther. Another reason why you give the machtzis hashekel on Tainus Esther this year, even though it's Thursday, the Masechta Seifrim says, that a person is supposed to give Machtzis HaShekel when? Before Shabbos Zachar. That's when you're supposed to give Machtzis HaShekel. Masechta Seifrim. L'maisa la'alocha, we don't pass like this Masechta Seifrim. The Dark Moshe says already, not to do like the Masechta Seifrim. We don't give before Shabbos Zachar. We actually give Tainus Esther, which is after Shabbos Zachar. However, this year, which Tainus Esther is before Shabbos Zachar is next Shabbos, a day before Purim. So to Chapa Rain, to be Yoitzu, also the Masechta Seifrim, we're going to give Machtzis HaShekel, Tainus Esther, which is before Shabbos Zachar. One more thing, which is two things in the din of Machtzis HaShekel, which is negay all the time. Machtzis HaShekel is brought, should be given, the Shari Tshuva brings that you should give it to poor people, and the Kaf HaChaim says that some have the minig to send to poor people in Eretz Yisrael. Dumya de Bezman, the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. The people that gave Machtzis HaShekel in Chutz Laretz, they used to send it to Yerushalayim for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Karbonis. So too, we give it Zecher to that Machtzis HaShekel, we should send the Machtzis HaShekel, send it to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, send it up to Eretz Yisrael. How much do we give? So the Shulchan Aruch says we give Machtzis HaShekel three halves, three Machtzis HaShekel. And why do you give three Machtzis HaShekel? Like it says in this week's Parsha, Truma three times, Rashi explains, these three donations in the Beis HaMikdash. One was Machtzis HaShekel, which was given to, when they built the Mishkan for the Adonim. Then there was donations given for anybody that wanted to give, that wasn't even Machtzis HaShekel, but it was anybody who wanted to sponsor, give anything for the Mishkan. And then there was a third Machtzis HaShekel, which was every year an annual collection for people to give for the Karbanos. Three donations. So Zeicher to these three donations, we give three Machtzis HaShekel. The Kaf HaChaim is bothered that why do we do a Zeicher to all three Machtzis, all three donations? Bishloim made a donation of the Machtzis HaShekel that which was given every single year for the Karbanos. We understand why you do a Zikaron for that. But the other two was only the first year when they built the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Right? We gave for the Adonim, and also people that gave general, they wanted to donate to build a Mishkan. That was only one time. So why do we do a Zeicher for that donation? So Itaka brings that the Goyin Amai Saraf says was Noyig only to give one Machtzis HaShekel.
You don't send your kids to school, this building fund forever.
You have to pay back. Good point. But I guess then it was already paid up right away. Everybody gave, they were able to build it, not with mortgages. And very good. But Lamaisa, good point. But Lamaisa, the Ramot Haka says, that's what we're knowing. We give three Machtzis HaShekel. But just, that's this week's parasha, the three Machtzis HaShekel. Two of them was only the first year. We're noig taka Machtzis HaShekel, and should we be zoicha taka to give on the binyan Beis HaMikdash and give then the Machtzis HaShekel for the Karbanos, which could still be for this year, for Shchedesh, for the month of Nisan, with Shabbos.